Hi, this is Dr. Leung, an urologist. The painful patient last name is Harris. First name is James. Her date of visit is February 19, 2026. The next paragraph of patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2007 in Iraq. First up, he was involved in two IED explosions. First up, the first IED explosion, he was sitting as a passenger in a Humvee, a truck. First up, a patient tells me that there was an IED explosion on the ground, and then it blew up and shattered the glass. First up, a patient tells me that the shockwave caused his head to hit the metal parts inside a truck. First up, he tells me that he hit the head against the metal part inside a truck and had immediate loss of consciousness for about 2 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a panel patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient has severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation. First up, next paragraph. And then 10 minutes later, a patient had a second IED explosion. First up, it was again near his truck. First up, a patient tells me that the explosion caused his head to hit the metal part inside the truck again. First up, he did not have lose consciousness. First up, patient had severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since this event, a patient has severe headache. First up, he has headache almost every day. First up, he has migraine headaches. First up, patient has short-term memory loss. First up, patient's loss of direction. First up, patient's decrease in concentration and focus. First up, patient's difficulty to make decisions. First up, next paragraph, patient is currently a banker. First up, patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to focus and concentrate at work. First up, he would forget instructions. So first up, patient has difficulty to communicate with his customer. So first up, next paragraph, it is my opinion the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient had, when he was in Iraq in 2007, comma, patient had IED explosions when he was inside of a Humvee truck. The first episode resulted his head to hit a metal part inside a truck. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness for about 2 minutes. First up, when he woke up, comma, patient has severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that 10 minutes later, comma, a patient had another explosion, IED explosion. First up, that caused him to hit his head again inside of the truck, comma, against the metal parts. First up, patient did not lose consciousness. So first up, however, since these events, comma, patient significant memory loss, comma, headaches, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he has short-term memory deficits. First up, a MOC examination shows that he does have significant memory deficits. An examination, first up, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the head injury followed by head pain, headaches, migraines, comma, memory deficit, concentration difficulty, comma, poor memory, comma, these are all signs and symptoms for a traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a identification.